Well, today was yesterday was a sad day on the hard line because Danny Bayless said his goodbyes. He's going to work today and tomorrow, but his run here at the ticket after 23 years, as he announced yesterday, is coming to an end. Danny is moving on. He's been an amazing talent here at the ticket. And you could hear the sadness in Corby's voice and Bob's, and especially Corby. Those two have been attached at the hip now for more than 20 years. As I mentioned, Danny's been here for 23 years and has been producing the Hardline for since Cat left, and I guess that was, I don't know, right around 20 years. I don't know. I can't imagine a ticket without Danny. He's been a big part of what we do up here. There are so many unique talents up here. There's not another Gordon Keith. There's not another Dan McDowell. There's not another Danny Bayless. We have a very unique collection of knuckleheads up here, and Danny is a big, big part of that, from what he's done with music, just jokes, the fact that he will just fire off a red-hot sports opinion on you about sports or music. I don't know. Danny's a really unique talent, and this is a big loss for us.
And outside of just his obvious talent, just losing a good human.
Good dude, yeah.
I mean,
I know.
I remember when I was a spare 19-year-old starting at this place, and, you know, I didn't want to talk to anybody, but I would be interning, and he would be very inviting and bring me in the conversation when we were just in the hallway, and I felt like he's one of the few people I could have approached early on.
Give you a lot of hugs, invited you out for drinks.
Well, yeah, you know.
Maybe a little too friendly at certain times.
Maybe just watch TV shirtless. Sure. Come on, it's no big deal. Come on. Come on, intern.
Yeah, that was funny. Corby told the story about how he met Danny, because he was a frequent faxer way back in the day.
And Danny Lake Highlands.
Danny Lake Highlands, and sent in a lot of funny music and jokes, and that's how we got to know him. And then he worked here part-time, and it grew into a full-time gig. And yeah, Danny is an amazing guy just to be around, and he's thrown out some amazing work. Really going to miss his songs through the years. I think he delivered maybe his greatest song that we'll get to here in a second in the last few months, but this song's had a lot of run over the last decade or so. When Corby would somehow either miss a Hardline program or be late to a Hardline program or talk too much about the game of golf, Danny came up with this gem.
They couldn't do an interview 'cause he worked on the tee box. He had to leave spring training early so he could get back here to play golf. And we're tired of these excuses, and we're tired of being short, and we're tired of being the bridesmaid to a half-assed second-tier sport. And once again, golf takes priority over the show. He grabbed his clubs and left us all alone. And we're pissed. Things were so much better when he worked for Chris. Somewhere on the 13th
green. So you get the idea, somewhere between George and John, of a fake Beatles singing about Corby. It's really funny.
A half-assed second-tier sport.
And Danny's told a lot of funny stories through the years. I guess his pig's going to go with him. We're not going to have Danny's pig here anymore. No, that's very sad. That he also told the story of how he and his friend were in a boxing match at a very young age, and then their friend from across the street called him over. It was a young girl, and
oh, why are we giving this more publicity?
Number two in front of him, and they poked it with a stick, and that inspired this amazing tune from Danny Bayless.
Crank it up.
This song is so good. I had this song in my head all the time.
Yeah, this is a great song. Unfortunately,
the melody's beautiful.
Thank you.
ready. Gotta rewrite the lyrics to this.
He does. It could be a hit.
Get to the hook.
Hang on. He's doing a little early.
Woke up Sunday morning to do a little boxing with my friend. He was 10 and I was 5. There was no way I could win. Then the girl across the street invited us to her house to play. Her hair was long, but there was something wrong with what she showed us both that day. Yeah, we poked her poop with a stick, but we never really felt that sick. As I looked into her eyes, I watched it fall from between her
eyes. Okay.
It hit the ground like a brick, and I knew I was in love.
He debuted this year at White Elephant, then performed it live at Ticket Stock. Amazing piece of music there from Danny.
Speaking of Ticket Stock, for me, pound for pound, the best performance in the history of the Time Waves.
Not even half. May have been this one.
This or Where Linemen Ski.
Yeah, Where Linemen Ski was another work of Danny's genius.
So genius.
Okay, this was just this week. They played Beatles, Not Beatles with Jake, and then they divided teams, and it was Danny and Mino against Bob and
Ty.
Would Jake know if this was the Beatles or not the Beatles? And they played this song, which kind of blew my mind. No words, and it just faded out this instrumental. And I thought
I was driving around thinking, what Beatles album is that on?
That's what I thought. What is that? And how do I not know that? And
yeah.
Jake guessed Beatles. Bets. No, that was Danny goofing around for 10 minutes in a studio the day of Beatles, Not Beatles. That's
incredible.
The genius of Danny that he came up with that. And threw it out. That's just another example of how talented he is as a musician. All right, here's another one. I always loved it when Danny would lose his cool.
Boy, he would
either with Mike or with Corby or someone. And this is the day he lost it at the dude who'd been on hold for 45 minutes, John in Plano.
Cover John in Plano is at 2 hours, 1 minute, 56 seconds.
2 hours.
Shall we?
If he's still there.
Let's just see. Hey, man, what's up?
Hello?
How's it going?
Well, I never thought you guys would ever answer the phone call, and I was waiting to see whether or not you ever would.
Well, here we are.
2 hours you've sat there. Are you married or do you have kids or anything? I can't imagine hanging on the line for 2 hours at home.
I purposely did this, but because you guys are so rude that you won't even get on the phone for 10 seconds and say, we're no longer going to take calls on the Rangers. Try calling back again.
All right.
That's what Norm's people do. This is the second time in like 6 weeks.
Okay, I'm apologizing.
What do you want us to do?
Do you want a hat or some boots or something?
Would you like some diamond cut jeans?
And I purposely went on the air to see how long. I say it on air to see how long, you guys would ever get on. Get back to answer
the part of
my phone call.
We left you on hold just to see how long you'd stay on hold.
Yeah, after like an hour, we started looking at it going, how long will John from Plano stay on?
Well, I stood on here to see how long it would take before you would answer the phone call, if ever.
So we were playing a game of chicken.
Right.
And we blinked.
We lost.
Yeah, we blinked.
You won, John. You should be very proud. This is a great day for you.
I'm not, because if you call a doctor or anybody else, mm-hmm. shame on you for having to wait 2 hours to have your doctor or your or anybody else ever that has a professional position ever answer your phone call.
I apologize for the way our people treated you, okay?
Would you like Sim Fighters passes?
I've been listening since 1994, and I promise you, all of you guys on the air have not been on the air since 1994 when the ticket first started. I have. And more importantly...
That doesn't make sense.
Are you gay?
Norm has a question.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. I'm definitely not
gay.
Are
you gay?
I just answered that question.
I love you.
Oh, see?
So we're all cool, right?
I don't even regularly listen to your program, but I occasionally do when you talk about sports as opposed to gay, not gay, or other obscure products or subjects, if you will. But it is still rude to...
Get ready. Here comes the...
Dude, nail me to the freaking cross. What do you want?
I'm sorry.
John, if you...
This is twice as...
Oh, Jesus! Shut up, John! That's enough. You made your point like 58 times. We've apologized.
I've been on hold for 2.5 hours.
Well, you know what? Get your ass hung up on now, you idiot. Freaking moron.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's still real to me. That's still really funny. Oh. And we will all miss Danny. Oh
my God.
Hate that he's leaving.
I know.
But thanks for all the laughs and incredible tunes through the years. You're the best, Danny.
Love you.
Love you, Danny.
Love you, and get your ass hung up on again.
Major point, 58 times.
50, that he
nailed me to the cross.
Oh, man. Danny's the best.
If you didn't hear the ticket announcement yesterday, Danny announced that he's going to move on. And I would imagine today, tomorrow, I mean, the Musers this morning played some, but... You have a pretty unique relationship with him, and I think you might have some other audio that you don't think is going to get played on the hard line the next couple of days. So we're going to play that at 11:30, some behind-the-scenes stuff, that sort of thing. But real quick, that sucks. And yeah. People don't know that room. I mean, it's like you at your job, whoever's listening. You form these relationships with people, and the people you do have to work closely with, yeah, sometimes you don't like them, you're forced to do so, but sometimes you really do like them. And when you're in that room together, like Jared and I are, and like you and Danny are, that is like the one person your shoulders are almost touching for many, many hours a day. And that has to suck for you, I think.
It really does, man. It's when he told me a week ago or so. I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I'm happy for him. But going back to what I said about when I was really just foisted into the hard line in 2014... I was kind of intimidated by Danny, just knowing his personality and listening to him for a long time. And I know he didn't like to get his ass whipped. So I, you know, just sat in there quietly for most of the time. And I mean, that kind of went away after a year or so. And now he's one of my best friends at the station. And I compare what we have to Elvis Andrus and Beltre on the Rangers of... We're just always playing grab ass. We're always joking in there. We're kind of doing our own thing. And it's, we're just having fun every day on the air, off the air. There's so many times of, I'm trying to think back to, you know, funny stories. And I'm sure you get this a lot with your brother of, okay, was that on the show or was that off air? I don't remember because it all just kind of blends together. And if you're working with someone for that long, in a work relationship / friend relationship, you kind of take it for granted a little bit. And I kind of have with Danny until the past couple weeks. And now every moment in there with him, every segment, when we crack a joke, we talk about, you know, pooping or farting or backsides, you kind of just, it hits different. It's like, man, this is going to be one of the last times that we share this. And it really sucks. It feels like he's dying or something, like he has cancer. Like, I'm never going to... I can call him whenever and hang out with him, but... Yeah, of just all those little times, that's going to be, you know... Now they're just going to be memories, so... I've gotten pretty emotional about it, like every night. Like I just think back to thinking about the times we've had.
It's like listeners listen to the show and then they have their own commentary in their heads, obviously, you know, mm-hmm. or like a drop they would play or their drop they're expecting, that kind of thing. But us in there, we do it with a friend while looking at yes. the guys doing the show. I mean, Jer and I are, we do fake Norm. We do God knows what when the goose is on or whoever, some other,
it's
some guest.
It's a good thing our mics aren't on half the time.
And it is the most shocking, X-rated, often is what makes each other laugh, is the least appropriate thing and just drop grenades. And I know you guys do similar stuff.
Danny does that all the time.
It's almost like because the mic is right there.
Play the Bobgasm here.
Right.
He's like kind of looking over. I'm like, okay.
Right.
But one of my favorite things that Danny does, and it's a visual, and you can maybe hear it in his voice, but there's sometimes that he'll have just an off-colored comment, and I think he says it subconsciously of just things that are just totally off the wall. But he'll say it. I don't think he means to say it, but then he'll look at me in kind of a Jim from the Office look of, just kind of he caught himself saying something
only to his own comment.
Yes. And I think he does that face. He doesn't know he does it. And sometimes he'll say things of, I don't know if I should have said that, but he'll look at me and I'll just be
and you're
laughing
like his
my
only
ass
sounding
off.
Board. Yes. You're like, like oh I don't boy. Know. I'm laughing.
It's so funny. It's one of my favorite Danny isms.
I heard a few days ago, but obviously I listened to all the two segments yesterday and it was tough, man. That dude is, I mean, unless you are a true day one or whatever that is, or a listener, day one P1, I mean, Danny is the hard line, you know, he is the ticket. He's, you know, as important to this thing as anybody is. And to think of it without him, man, that is a big hole.
Yeah, it's weird the changes the station has gone through in the past, I guess you can say, when Mike left, and then this now. It's going to work. It's
oh, yeah.
It's the ticket. We've got great people here, but it's going to be weird. It's going to be different.
Let's I know you have a couple things you pulled.
Yeah, we can do that at 11:30.
Yeah, 11:30. We'll play some audio that you may not hear as the Danny Bayless eulogies continue on the station for the next couple days.
But yeah, I just thought we could take some time here telling some Danny stories, playing some fun audio. And I think some of the hardest times I've laughed here at the station have just been off-air stuff with Danny in the control room, of how I said in the open that there's been so many times that I feel like, okay, let's find audio of this. I'm like, wait, no, that happened off-air. There's no audio of that. And one instance of this was back in probably 2017, 2018, a few years ago. But the Powerball was up to $1.3 billion.
Okay.
It's one of those rare times when everyone is just buying a Powerball ticket, even though, nope, I
right.
don't play the lottery.
Because the normal,
buy a ticket.
The normal $65 million does not interest us.
Yes.
But then when it gets up to like 400, like, oh God, okay. We got to get in on this now.
Yeah. It's life-changing money. I'm going to win it. But yeah, it was $1.3 billion. And there was a meme going around social media of, it had $1.3 billion, U.S. population 300 million. That means everyone in the U.S. would get $4.33 million of, instead of, you know, buying a lottery ticket,
sure,
why don't they
correct.
Just give this to everyone in the United States? We can all get $4.33 million. And during a break, Danny saw that. He gets on the talk back with Mike and Corby and is like, dude, if it's $1.3 billion, you give, there's 300 million people in America. That means we all get $4.33 million. We all kind of sit there. I think that might have been in a ticker or something. They come back and talk about the Cowboys, Tony Romo or something. I don't know. Some sports segment. They go to break again. Danny says it again to him. And he does the math on his phone. He's like, look. And Corby, I think it was Corby that sniffed it out and said, dude, no, that's not right. He goes, yes, it is. Do the math. Look at it. 4.33 million. And we're like, no, dude, that's $4.33. And it took a minute, and then we just all laugh. He's like, yeah, I think you're right.
He's kind of a genius, but he also big dumb Danny for a reason. He's got a handful of those. But anytime you talk on a mic enough, you're going to say a handful of dumb things that
Everyone
realizes that. But put a mic in front of any single person listening, and you're going to say some really dumb stuff eventually. And then imagine everyone just focuses on that, and that's all they remember you by is your worst.
Like, you can have the most insight on anything, but if you're talking for 4 hours and you have a verbal slip-up or anything, that's what you're known for.
Yeah.
I thought another funny moment. So have you, if I go to theticket.com right now, and I go up to the main menu up here where it says shows, P1's alert, Dallas Stars. So that's called a hamburger. I don't know if you've ever called it that. I've never heard that term before, but I guess in web design, they call the menu at the top a hamburger. I didn't know that. This was mid-pandemic, probably a year so ago, and Corby was looking to buy tickets at, I forget who it was, but it was at the drive-in in Fort Worth. It was Mark Rebier, I believe.
No, the hamburger is not just those names. Like, if you went to the far right and there'd be three little lines.
Okay, like this. Like,
yeah, but no, you're just clicking the tabs at the top.
So like this, shows, and it says full schedule, musers.
I think on some websites, to Chill the right, Town. Chill Town, hot new, to the right of contact us, there'd be three little lines.
Okay. Like a box.
And you click that, and then it opens up a series of options.
Okay.
And the three lines sort of look like a delicious hamby.
Okay, so that kind of makes sense.
Right.
So Corby's looking for tickets to, I think it was Rebier, on the website, and Danny's like, yeah, just go to blah, blah, blah. On the hamburger, click on tickets, and there's silence for about 30 seconds, and then Corby says, I don't see a hamburger. He goes, it's right there on the front page, right on the hamburger, it's tickets. He's like, dude, there's no hamburger. And he walks in and shows him, and they just start cracking up. But I would have done the same thing.
I've never heard anyone reference it as a hamburger.
If you say
it
on the hamburger, right, you go to theticket.com on the hamburger of shows, I'm going to be looking for a delicious cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And where the tomatoes are, I'm going to be looking for that to say tickets or something.
I have zero idea that that's what it was called.
See, we all learn something new every day. So Big Dumb Danny knows something that we don't.
Right. To both sides of it. He can't do math, but he also,
and if that would have been on the
computer
air,
design, oh my,
that would have been like the funniest e-break of the year.
Imagine Corby's laugh.
Oh, you know he has a good laugh off air when you can hear it through the glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the shriek, the high pitch
gets through both panes into this room.
One of the best laughs. Let's see, we got time for some audio.
Yeah.
Play a little audio. I'm gonna play this. This was on the weekend. This was, I want to say, 2012 or 2013. This was during the orphanage with Danny and Davey.
Better times.
Hall of Fame weekend show. I was not running the board for this. I know who was, but I will not say their names on the air because I think the statute of limitations is out. But they went to break. The board op did not know that they went to break, and Danny was describing jarring, and this went out over the air.
Don't do Chinese egg roll steroids. Coming up next, we will mix with Cirque du Soleil. Kids, and please, kids, do not jar. That came up again this week, so I had to explain jarring to a bunch of folks on Twitter. What is jarring? It's when you take a shit in a jar and put a lid on it and save it. Why would anybody do that?
Do you have to explain it to?
A couple of people on Twitter. Because Corby was asking some girl
Go to break.
What?
The ticket.
Commence message.
The ticket is
What? What?
I think that was Logan doing tickers that he can't send them to break, but he was the only one that knew that. Oh my gosh,
commercials are playing. So I can hear their conversation. This is going out over the air.
That was him telling the board op to go to break.
Yes,
go to break.
And I think it was during a line change of.
Yeah, probably.
One of my very good friends who I see every weekend, I think, was running the board, and he was handing it off to another board op, and they were probably talking. And
they were going into the mix segment, yeah. So the line change was happening, and did not push the button to turn the mics off, and did not turn the button.
I had to explain jarring. He's one of those dudes, Danny, that just his voice makes me laugh. Like, even if he doesn't say something funny, which he usually does, but
the cadence and the tone.
It's like he kind of countries it up a little, but not when he's doing like a character voice of countryman. But he just kind of knocks cities it up by 5% when he wants to deliver a joke.
And that's another great visual of being in the control room with him, as you can see when he, you know, he might be sitting back, but if he's got something, he'll sit up and kind of lean into it. You can feel it coming. It's like, bring it back to sports, when you can tell Luca's going to heat check and take a step back three. It's like, oh, this is going to be funny.
It sucks.
Don't leave us, Danny.
Rethink it, Danny.
You think you could convince him to stay?
Convincing Saroy? I don't think so. I don't think convincing Saroy actually ever works.
I think you could.
People just watch me do it and then still say no.
Works on Donnie quite a bit. Why not give it a shot?
I mean, you got Donnie into golf.
Got him all into sports gambling.
Other white people stuff.
Those are all fun things, though.
Skydiving?
Not skydiving.
Skiing?
All right, well, stay hard, Danny Bayless. Hangs up next. Loose.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Tuesday, Trees, Big Thief, and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, I saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope.
Whoa. God. Danny.
Yes. Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies.
I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you?
My friend.
Doing?
Oh, stop it! Don't act like you're better than me.
I am.
No, you're not.
In
you've
that
done
regard,
far worse.
Seems I really relaxed the mix.
Golly, man!
It's all this fentanyl.
You know what's funny is it did take me about a quarter second to react.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, that sounds like.
Wait
a minute! Wait a minute!
Never good when you have to dub yourself.
Oh my god! I can't believe I did that.
Danny buzzing in on Family Feud just.
I'm not even under contract, and I can't believe that.
His character was really funny.
This is where he shines.
It is where he shines.
And I bet a lot of these people tune in. What's going on with the phones?
I don't know.
A lot of people tune in probably just for the first 10, 12 minutes of the show.
Or we're doing a contest. That might be it.
Oh, am I supposed to pick up the phone or something?
I don't know. Look, I just read the 40-liner when I'm supposed
to.
Well,
I don't listen to the 40-liners.
Well, maybe you should.
What's going on? Why is everybody acting weird?
What's the contest?
Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Dude, answer the phone. Oh,
God. I'm not Fernando.
Right. What's going on with the phones, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Kids, don't do Chinese egg roll steroids. Coming up next, we will mix with Cirque du Soleil. Kids, and please, kids, do not jar. That came up again this week, so I had to explain jarring to a bunch of folks on Twitter. What is jarring? It's when you take a jar and put a lid on it and save it. Why would anybody do that?
Who did you have to explain it to?
A couple of people on Twitter. Corby was asking some girl
Go to break.
What? Hang zone coming at you.
Hi, this is Danny Paul, and I never listen to bad radio on the ticket because Dan's fat.
Let's tip off, let's get crunk.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the hang zone.
0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 blocks.
And this has been a look at last night's line from Tyson Chandler.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
It's like the baseball of cities.
Say go DJ, that's my DJ.
I don't really consider myself like sci-fi guy.
Blake Jones, who? Blake Jones!
I did call his sister's basketball games though.
And now, your hang zone host from noon to 3. It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Go up Harry Hines and McKinnon.
Honey V Road.
Between 35, 75, just north of Goodall.
That's near Maybank, isn't it?
It's near Ruth and Good Latimer. West Haven Park, is that right? Or Pecan Grove.
635, 35.
It's on Jupiter and Northwest Highway.
I didn't realize the Kempanzee came from a Danny comment.
Actually, interestingly enough, we were at the location that we will be at tomorrow. Torchy's in the infield of TMS. And I was there with Corby on a Friday working. I think Mike was out, something. We were out there and we were doing the now deceased concert calendar. And we were just hanging out, man.
Saying stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things. So, yeah, Danny, if you didn't hear, Danny did announce that he is leaving the ticket. And, man, that's a big, big deal. I can't imagine another radio station where, you know, a, quote, producer of a show leaves and it's such a big deal. But I suppose not a lot of radio stations have guys who have been there in their roles for 20 years, like just up and down the board.
Right.
And I didn't realize Danny had been here longer than me until I heard his big announcement on the Hardline yesterday. But he had mentioned that his first day here was like in March of 1999, and my first official day was in June of 1999. So that's good for me because I get to knock that down as far as I move up the ladder on seniority around here.
It's a good draft class, that 99 class.
You think that's going to pay off big for you? Maybe taking another step towards longest tenured? Are you expecting big things, big
like
changes
once I get,
in your power
once I
structure?
Get to longest tenured?
Well, at least just longer than Danny. You move up one. Now what?
Yeah.
You get to be on a committee or appropriations? Is it kind of like engaging where it doesn't mean anything at all?
Probably that.
Yeah, probably that.
But it... You know, before you just said that, it meant something in my mind, and it was kind of lifting me up today, and now I'm kind of feeling depressed.
Well,
guess that's what you'll do to people.
Reality.
I was even thinking, we've booked Danny Bayless. He'll be on our show later today, hopefully by 2:10. I didn't tell him a time. I was just hoping to be 2:15 till the end of the show.
Yeah, he'll probably be here super early today and tomorrow.
He's got to get his affairs in order, whatever that means. And I was thinking that he's been a big deal to me. He's been like a very big ally. Like I felt aligned with him immediately when I walked in. You know, you gravitate to those who you can tell are your speed.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked in the door at the ticket, you know, Danny, Corby, they were guys I knew. I can hang with these guys. This is good. Gordo, I loved, but I also thought, you know, he's way higher level of anything I could hope to be as far as talent. But, you know, Danny always felt like a very good ally. But then I was thinking, and especially when, you know, Mino and Soroy were talking earlier today on their little program.
Well,
and look at here, Mino's host a show, then he just stops right in behind the board. He's nearly as hardworking as us, Jake.
It's close, but
I haven't really done too much today.
We've raised the bar too high. But you were just talking about what it's like developing a relationship sitting next to a guy in a tiny room, as you have for over 10 years every day, right? I'm sure he's the person you've spent the most time with.
Yeah, probably
of anybody in the last 10 years.
4 hours every day. And I was, talking about how I grew up a P1, so I would hear him on the radio. And I kind of got the vibe of he's a no-nonsense type guy. And I was, 22 or something at the time. And I didn't want to just kick the door in and try to, whip his ass, because he has to deal with me for 4 hours. So it kind of developed over time. And then here we are now just BSing every single day and just kind of have our own show going off air, just kind of like me and Blake do. And I'm going to miss the guy.
Yeah, it sucks. But then I was also thinking that's got to be your story with that guy too, even more, because didn't he hire you as an intern?
Yeah, I was maybe 3 months out of high school.
What year is that?
2003.
Oh,
no, 2003. Yeah, I graduated high school in 2003, I guess, whatever.
So you've been at the Ticket for nearly 20 years.
Half my life, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so I started right out of high school, and then I stayed for probably 20 months before moving down to San Marcos.
And man, he corrupted you, didn't he?
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, And the thing I didn't realize is he hadn't been in that job that long at that time.
Yeah.
And I was a huge P1.
When did Cat leave? Right around then, I think. Yeah.
So
2002, 2003.
My scene was, I just emailed Danny.
Cat's our program director. He used to be the Hardlines producer.
I was playing in bands and stuff like that, and so I had a decent understanding of most recording software. And I just sent to him. I was like, hey, I know how to use the programs I've heard you guys mention, and I don't know why he answered, but he did. And then I came up.
Because as you heard in the open, Danny's not much on answering.
Yeah. And I remember it was from my old AOL account, from like 56K internet. I remember sending that email.
You've got mail.
Like it was yesterday. And then he actually answered.
So you're a high school kid.
Right out of high school. I just graduated. It was
just
that
graduated.
Summer.
And so you got the idea, hey, what if I just get an internship here?
Yeah. Because I was going to have to go to UTA for a year to get into Texas. Like, that's what I fell into. So I'm like, I'm going to be around here anyways. Like, this is what I want to do. I wanted to work in media of some sort. And he answered. And then I came up. And back then, Corby didn't go on remotes unless it was Friday. So I would go up there 2 or 3 days a week. And literally all I did was the three of us would sit in the control room and watch videos on E-Bombs World. This is like pre-YouTube.
That's basically what we do now.
That's all we would do. And we would just sit there and D around. And
During the show.
They would give me work to do and bits, but it was all stuff I could knock out pretty quickly. And it was awesome. And then when the year ran out and it was time for me to move to Austin and go to Texas, I thought, I don't know. I like this. This is pretty sweet. I like hanging out with these guys. So I did it for another year, and then had a 2-year gap where I moved away and came back, and Danny was instrumental in getting me hired as a weekend board op when I came back. And I mean, dude, we joke about this a lot, but the number of I've slept on his couch, let's just put it that way, more than once. we've sat on his front porch until 4 a.m. and smoked cigarettes together and just complained many, many times.
Yeah, I know. When I remember one time you said you cut into some kind of, I don't know if it was trouble or I might be revealing too much, but you like called him, he was sleeping, and you said you had called him out of the blue, woke him up like at 1 a.m, and he just went and picked you up somewhere, needed a ride, and you guys ended up on the porch until 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Drinking.
I had a buddy who had told me, he lived at the Village, former colleague of ours, told me that I could stay at his house, but he wasn't answering his door. And I was,
you were in no shape to...
Yeah. And so I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. I guess I could just sleep in these bushes.
You're stuck at the gate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the exact complex I live in now.
Yeah.
I drive by that every day. I'm like,
and he wouldn't let me in. The code was wrong, and so I called Danny, and he was there in 10 minutes. And then we just hung out until very, very late slash early in the morning. That's not the only time that's happened.
That's a good dude, because I don't know.
He's one of my best friends and longest friends. Longest tenured friends, I guess. It's really weird.
And I bet a lot of, you know, people have talked about the ticket and that, you know, when you meet someone, they're like, you know, I feel like I know you already because, and so I wonder how many people think that same thing you just said is like, he's one of my best friends and he has been for a long time.
Yeah, probably
and now he's leaving. Because I'm hearing from just friends of mine that are all sad.
Oh, for sure.
So I wonder what it's like for him right now. We should ask him this later just to, like, he's now the focus of ticket programming. Probably cool, but probably also something he really wasn't into, or else he would have announced this when he put in his 2 weeks notice 2 weeks ago, and we could have had like a Danny farewell tour.
Not his speed.
He's more Dirk.
Yeah,
more Tim Duncan. Let's just do it. Let's do the work. Take less money until you just can't do that anymore.
That's right.
All right, well, now we're all sad.
Breasts, he's kind of bloated and pale.
Beatles are not the Beatles, Jake.
Just bought a scale, that's why I love him so.
Get so much compression.
And it tingles deep within my bowels. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell.
So you found Mrs. Howell?
Yeah, I'm
or
in
Mr.
love
Howell
with
and
Dan
bowels?
Uh-huh. McDowell.
Try that,
he
Kendrick.
Wears a tie-dye shirt from Joe's Crab Shack and a sandwich board that shows off his rack.
Because you weren't wearing a shirt.
But he just doesn't care. He's eating on the air. He's my lover.
Gross. It's like 23 years ago.
And for only him will I drop trowel. Because I'm in love with Dan McDowell. Yeah, I'm in love with Dan McDowell.
Is there a harmonica solo on this? Oh, God.
Why? Do you guys know who Lovey and Mr. Howell are?
I don't.
It's so flat. Yeah, there's something going on there. I don't have any idea.
You know who Lovey and Mr. Howell are?
It'd be awesome if he'd be my pal. Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm in love with Dan.
Wasn't a big fan of that show.
McDowell.
Gilligan?
Yeah, I'm in love.
Like a lot of old
Dan
TV shows, but not that
McDowell.
One.
McDowell.
I'm an F troop guy.
You're an F troop guy. I was thinking of that song last night. Is it weird to have everybody like thinking about you and talking about you?
It's freaking stupid.
This is Danny Bayless in studio with us right now.
Especially on the
Deep
day
Fish
of
Danny.
And the weekend of the PGA. Right. Like you're taking away from the majesty of a major. You would never want that.
Is that why you wanted to actually make it next Tuesday, your last day would be Monday, so you could come in Monday and talk about all the
John Rahm
stuff that happened over the weekend?
So I didn't have to? Yeah.
No, so you would have to come in Monday.
Oh.
Like you should have
thoughts.
Changed your end date.
No, the end date's fine. That way I don't have to come in on Monday and talk about golf.
Mm.
Strategy, Dan.
Strat.
Totes. So.
Yeah, dude, everybody's tweeting at you. You're like news.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you do this 2 weeks ago? We could have been doing, you could have had a farewell tour.
It wasn't up to me to announce it or when to announce it. That was Corby's call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Even in departure,
so
you
he
get
didn't,
no say over your own scene.
Corby just didn't want all the focus taken off him for too long.
Yeah, 2 days is enough. It's understandable. I mean, what do you want from me?
What was it like just last night after you did it?
How did I feel?
Yeah.
About the same. That would have been my guess. If I was going to say whatever Danny was about to say, it would have been the same.
Just all the reaction and whatnot. It's just weird to be a story.
Okay, so I did not look at Twitter until
probably halftime of the Mavs game, and nor email, company email or personal. I actually went on Reddit this morning because somebody told me Reddit was fun. I've never looked on the Ticket Reddit site, but that was fun. Yeah. But I replied to all the text messages because, you know, people that are friends of mine and stuff like that, colleagues, whatnot. I replied to those, watched the Mavs. Halftime, I looked at Twitter. It was amazing. It was so sweet. There was like two people that were negative, and I actually agreed with the things they had to say. Like 100%. It's like, yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
That's the dirty little secret of people complaining about negative feedback.
We know.
When people complain, 95% of the time I look at it, I'm like, this is super accurate.
It's so spot on. Yeah. All the nice things that they're saying
like,
about you,
I don't know. You
those are the wrong things that are being said. When
that
guy didn't deserve to be a host. He doesn't have host material. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah. Damn, 509 comments on the So Long Danny thread on the Ticket Reddit.
Look, we know we suck. There's no doubt. Everybody up here is old enough to have a measure of self-awareness, I would say.
Yeah.
So if you're ripping us, we've already done that to ourselves probably 100 times, right? I know you have, Jake. And,
I'm similar
to you in that regard, just to always check yourself.
Remember that one time we played football in front of your house after I got snuck into the bar when I was 19?
I do. That was
me and my buddy Sean versus you and Davey.
Was that Memorial Day?
That was
or Labor Day?
Man, I was going to say that was the end of a St. Patrick's Day day.
Okay, that
it was like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, because I used to live on Vickery and Matilda.
Yeah, the house you shared with
this was Carter.
Right?
This was so this would have been March of 2007, and you were how old?
2007.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess at that point I'd come back. Maybe I was like 21 or 22. Yeah. And I was like,
and Carter wasn't there.
He
was actually
on
the road with, I think, Edie Brickell. And
we just got drunk and played 2-on-2 football on the street.
Yeah, with LeBaire dancers.
That's right.
And that one guy had like a gunshot wound scar or a stabbing scar.
There was a scar.
And I got my picture taken with him. And it's like me with four overly tan, ripped
banana
ass
hammock-y,
muscly guys with no shirts on and cut off jean shorts, and me like weird looking and skinny wearing an army jacket. But yeah, we played lots of football.
That song you made meant a lot to me back then.
That was shortly after you arrived too. That wasn't like year three, I don't think, was it?
Right, not short enough before I could start doing spots for Body Shaper. And you saw me multiple times in the same t-shirt from Joe's Craft Shack.
Tie-dye.
So it might have been a year.
Yeah, about a year.
Or more. But I thought it meant a lot to me just because I thought, I know I'm a dirtbag and I'm worthless. So back then, for sure. Like now I think it's a little less of it, or at least I, you know, don't care as much. But, you know, that one of the cool guys at the station that I really liked, and they did that for me. Like, that was a huge thing to me. Like, I couldn't believe it.
I had no idea.
To hear, I thought, like, man, this is, like, the greatest thing ever. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and this musician made this really cool, like, it's a very well-done song.
A guy that's been working here 3 months longer than me.
I don't know. Yeah. I just knew you were, I was talking earlier in the show that you're just like a, you know, you know who are your kindred spirits are. Like,
I think we knew that.
It's not like we hang out every day or ever did, but it's like, I always knew you were my ally. Like, I'm with you. If there was a dispute between you and anyone, I'll probably side with you and then I'll see what the facts are.
I think that was evident from the first time we met. If you remember what that day was like, I don't even think you had pulled an air shift yet. I think you were up there.
Is he like, about to talk about pot?
Monitoring or walking around or getting to know people. And he took one look at me and decided, all right. And we went for a drive around Uptown.
Now, that's not our one date, is it? Because I feel like we had one date.
Then he asked me if I knew anybody. I gave him a couple phone numbers. And
yeah. He asked if they party.
Then I didn't need you anymore.
Right. That's the last time I saw him.
I just need my connect. I thought we, because I know I've been on like a weird thing where I've had one date with a lot of guys at the ticket. Like, I think with Corby, I mean, hung out a ton of times, but one time just he and I did something. It was going to the Andy Kaufman movie. The Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman movie. One time I went to a basketball game with Junior, just me and him. And I feel like me and you went out one time, but maybe it's this drive we're talking about.
I think it was the drive where we torched a J in your rental car.
It very well could be. That seems like
time.
A thing that, yeah, young Danny and young Dan would have done.
Right.
But now we've...
Look at us.
Certainly matured.
We wouldn't touch that stuff.
Well beyond that. You. Right. Not while behind the wheel.
Well, I owe you everything.
You owe me nothing.
And I always say that so that if...
The ticket owes you more than they've given you.
Oh, that's fine. I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
I don't blame anybody. Come on.
I only say that so...
Right. I'm more surprised you're still here.
That's
to tell
Bob,
you the truth.
That's what Bob said last week. He's like, thanks.
But as far as the way, you know, the company does, you talked about it yesterday a little bit. Just you use the word economics or some form of that probably 50 times in your retirement speech.
I hope that didn't get misconstrued. I'm not complaining saying that I'm demanding more money. That's not what this is about. To me, it's about I'm looking at the future. I'm seeing most likely when the rest of the hosts are going to start wrapping their radio career up. There's nowhere for me to do anything really other than what I'm doing right now. And do I want to just continue doing what I'm doing right now for the next 6 to 8 years? And I decided that the answer to that question is no. That's what it comes down to. No resentment. I mean, no bitterness. Just
like you are.
And I'm not 30 anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So you get older and you start being a little more introspective and reflective and aware of that you're closer to the end than you are the beginning. And how do you want to spend that time? And yeah, they should have freaking paid me.
Yeah, man, you're just you're the ticket.
I like
you know.
I like the ticket, Dan.
Yeah,
don't
but
you?
I do. I love it. But that's one of the things I love about it is you.
And I think
that guys like you are here.
I think even though I'm
gonna have to look at some dork in there now,
like 16 years younger than you.
Don't call Blake a dork.
No, I mean whoever's yes. going to fill in for
hands
you,
off.
Whoever replaces right. you will be a dork in comparison.
I don't know if you ever really thought about this though. But for me and people my age, you know, when I met you, you were probably 34, something like that,
right.
34, 35. And a lot of the guys who are my age, we viewed you as like our guy. Like when I would listen to the Hardline, you know, I don't even really know. How, Grego didn't have an age to me.
Yeah.
He was like an independent.
Yeah, I know what you're
entirely
saying.
Entirely separate from any era of life.
And, yeah, and Mike was my age now, and everybody treated him like he was 77.
Right.
Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But for me and like a lot of my
so
friends.
So, yeah, you're a young listener. You're like,
yeah.
This is who I can relate to. Somebody trying to poke these guys.
Yeah. And I've heard from
trying
so many of my friends.
You know.
Yeah, who started listening when we
same
were.
Same with Corby, right?
Same yeah. with Corby. Like
he's mid 30s, but,
right,
but the 19 year olds loved him.
We're the young punks.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's kind of how it works a lot of times, I think, is that, you know, your guy that you think is you. Is 10 to 15 years older than you. And like, I've heard from so many friends in the past couple days, they're like, man, that's Danny's my guy. And we're all, you know, 34 to 38, which is weird, but that's who you were to a lot of us, which is why I emailed you rather than like, I don't know, Frito.
Right.
At the time when I wanted an internship, I'm like, I don't speak Frito's language, but I might be able to talk to this guy.
And the wonderful thing about appealing to that demographic of people your age is you all have female friends for me to date.
That also has worked out, I'm sure, more than once.
A little too fertile that you didn't realize. your seed would actually find a purchase, and here you are.
See, it's fun to joke.
You went mum.
It's fun to joke around a little bit, isn't it?
No.
All right. Dan is moving on out of here. Danny Bayless, it's his last day. So we put together a little something for him. So here we go. The tribute to our fallen hero, Danny Bayless.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you, must go, and I must bide.
Hey, George.
Hey, that was amazing, Norm.
Hey, thank you, George.
Is that all off the top of your head?
Hey, George.
What?
Do you like to f***?
Whoa! I hope I dealt that. Did that go over the air?
I got it.
That was not a tribute to Norm's poem at all.
Wow.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. Or him.
Tuesday at Trees, Big Thief and Pale Hound.
God, that sounds like a Corby band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're both thinking it.
Dude, I saw this, saw this band at Lala. The Big Thief, man. They're dope.
Whoa. God.
Danny.
Yes. Oh, so Friday.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I forgot where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. His face as soon as he said it.
I'm so red.
Just some buddies.
I was doing my Corby impression at the landing.
Are
with
you
my friends.
Doing?
The pigs probably stay together because they're stupid, but... If you're one of these snakes, are you like this?
Snakes might be smart enough to go off on their own to go rogue.
Yes, to go rogue and try to assimilate into society.
Pigs aren't that stupid.
They're not?
My pig found itself smart enough to hop over the barrier from his pen to the next pen and eat all of that pig's food, then go to the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and then the next one and eat all of that pig's food, and make his way back in time for when it was my time to feed him. He had already eaten three meals and was just sitting there waiting for me, and I would feed him and he would eat that. That's why he gained so much weight and got sifted at the fat stock show.
You didn't find him in the porta
potty? All the other pigs are all skinny and they're like, what the hell happened? So somebody finally caught him and they had to isolate my pig.
You didn't find him inside a porta potty reading the paper, smoking a cigarette afterwards, flipping through the sports.
32-inch flat screen for just $99, Saturday only. 55-inch 4K TV for just $388. Dude, this is ridiculous.
I'm about to wet my pants.
And it's all over the place.
What?
All of these great, all of these great deals are all over the store.
Boot Hideout is a high-fashion boot and leather store that offers Lucchese, Justin, Dan Post, Ariat, and Corral boots, and much more. Stop by and get fitted for a pair of handmade Western boots by our expert staff at either Boot Hideout location, 777 Route 17 in Paramus, or at the Hamilton Marketplace, exit 7A off the New Jersey Turnpike. Browse our web at boothideout.com and see our huge selection and great prices. Plus, there is no sales tax on boots in New Jersey. Mention Nash FM and get a 10% discount.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe, and he was the one
That's
making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, hey, we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No, well, no, no. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're what we're getting to here. Okay. It's no worries.
Little discussion beforehand wouldn't hurt.
I know. But anyway, so
do the Red Sox play at home? Is it tonight against the Rangers?
Yeah, tonight starts a 4-game set.
Okay, yeah. So what kind of poppy thing are we going to have there tonight?
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please put your hands together?
Rangers are class. They'll do something.
It's in Fenway.
It is in Fenway?
Yeah.
Well, never mind. Or is this a replay? I thought they had like some 48-game homestand. Is that over with?
No, they're in Fenway.
Over with.
They're in Fenway.
That's over with. All right, we'll bring everybody up to date on the Rangers' 48-game homestand next.
But we also forgot about Dennis Rodman.
Yeah?
Who went to Sauk, right?
Mm-hmm.
5-time NBA champion. We forgot about Ben Hogan. We forgot about Byron Nelson. If we're going to bring up Spieth and Lee Trevino, mm-hmm. then we got to bring up those two guys. Justin Leonard, who won the British Open.
Dennis Rodman. Did you say Dennis Rodman? I was out of the room, sorry. Because yeah. I was...
It is the best bit. It's the best bit.
It's not that I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't
know.
Even in the... effing room, almost cussed.
Mino is like 5 years older than Aikman, and it's very hey little buddy.
Thanks,
with
little buddy.
Yes, with Sam Bradford and me. Love it, young gunslinger. Like he's a little 12-year-old.
Well, it's like when, who was it, Sam Bradford called you little buddy. Did you just say that? What?
How is that even possible?
What?
That you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it.
Ow! You had your headphones on.
It was literally right now.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Because I was looking up the picture.
It's impossible. That, wow. What you just did is impossible.
Bruce.
What are you doing?
Damn you.
Would it surprise you, gentlemen, to know that Manny Rooster has decided to go with Patton again in a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth? At 2-2. Or is this a replay?
It's a Danny. Replay.
I thought they were playing a day game.
He's been watching the game for the past 5 minutes.
I really have.
And I've been wanting to tell him.
I know they do. I mean, I you know what? When I would run those races, I would see guys with legs cut off at the knees running in prosthetics.
Did you ever see a guy with a fake head?
I want to take back the last 3 minutes of the program. A fake head.
Fun is going on.
Not really. Stupid is going on.
I don't think many guys get their mother's diamonds.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like...
Nice diamond necklace?
You know what my mom would do if I gave her a diamond? She wouldn't accept it. No.
Mine wouldn't either.
No, I'm not taking this from you.
Yeah.
You can't afford this.
Yeah, I don't think mine would either.
What about pearls?
You're an idiot. Just an idiot.
Maybe in the form of a necklace?
Yeah, we got the first reference.
Just making sure.
We knew where you were going with that highly telegraphed, even more transparent comment.
Hi, Eddie.
You didn't have to explain it. Because I mean, you know, like a pearl necklace. You know where I'm going with that now, don't you?
Because that's what
like
I'm getting
in the
here.
Song.
Because you're what?
Nothing.
Come on.
That's what he's giving his mom, he said.
No, your wife.
Oh.
Hey.
Boy, what a horrible start you've gotten off to.
Kids, don't do Chinese egg roll steroids. Coming up next, we will mix with Cirque du Soleil. Kids, and please, kids, do not jar. That came up again this week, so I had to explain jarring to a bunch of folks on Twitter. What is jarring? It's when you take a in a jar and put a lid on it and save it. Why would anybody do that?
Who did you have to explain it to?
A couple of people on Twitter, because Corby was asking some girl
Go to break.
What?
The ticket to men's message.
The ticket is heading to support.
Do you have internet access?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, go to X Videos and look up Big Blacks, Big Racks.
Okay. All right. There's the soul plate. I've never actually seen it.
That's the jams.
That's the soul plate.
Donovan, I'm not even kidding you. It's a bunch of crazy, like, ex-NBA players, some big old-breasted dudes.
All right, you go to bed. Just go to bed, all right?
I want to go to bed. I want to live forever.
Humphrey the Camel, $117. If you have Lucky the Ladybug, $115. So, that's what about 100% or 1,000%?
Yeah,
return on your investment.
Yeah.
And if you have Pinchers the Korean, you get $1,800.
Are you kidding me?
Something like that.
Pinchers the Korean?
I don't know. You know, it's crazy over there. Oh, Pinchers with Korean tags.
Oh, Pinchers the Korean.
Cowboys and Mavs. I'm more of a Cowboys fan or a Rangers fan?
Huh?
Be more of a Cowboys
fan. No. At this point, I know that there is a bit going on. I'm like, what?
What a jerk,
man. Hang on. Huh?
So Edna's son, huh?
I'm more of a Cowboys fan or a Rangers fan?
Huh?
Be more of a Cowboys fan or a Rangers fan?
Rangers fully?
Yeah.
And I know that look of Danny where the shoulders shrug and the left hand goes up in the air. And Rangers probably?
Now, were you a Cowboys fan when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like baseball too. Why do you like baseball more than football? Because I find it interesting.
I don't know. Why do you like steak more than chicken? You like what you like, I guess.
Right.
All down my list. Check marks appear. Not a word was
missed. I think the Rangers are going to do next.
I don't know, Trey. Are you recording this?
The LeGarrette bug that they saw last night, that's not him. And that moment last night will not define him as a person.
Saying that, okay, you just can't pause do it that. There. It's not representative. So, there. Clearly, he's upset that LeGarrette Blount did all that. Now, mm-hmm. we couldn't hear a word of it in our headset. And so, that was me right there asking Danny, what did he say? We couldn't hear anything. And so, this was Danny's explanation of what Chip Kelly had just said.
Then it is what Oregon football is all about.
They're standing by him, it sounds like. And this can be a learning experience for him. And this isn't the Garrett Blount that we know. And he kept referring to him as the Garrett Blount.
I believe that's
LeGarrette.
LeGarrette.
That's his name.
Sound like he was saying the.
So there it is.
Way to be up on the stories there.
Did it not sound like he was saying the Garrett? I didn't hear an L anytime.
Why
in that.
Would he say 20 times the Garrett Blount?
I don't know. Look, I don't know anything about sports, all right?
This metal bat's in Southern California. Mama Lama got the boot up on the bone. Gonna go home, drink some ammonia. Bling, bong, bong, up on your knee, down the bone. Here's a pine, I think I'm gonna bone ya. With the blender, 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 bone ya. Been a while since I said California. California. I don't like your text, but I think I'm gonna phone ya. When I ski, I like to wear Patagonia. My favorite state is California. Black, I move the moon, black. Metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They have metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They got metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
They have metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
There's a state in the south and it's called Alabama. Wham, wham, blam, blam, I think you, mam, ya. The 83 Cougars were by Slamma Jamma. That booty looked good, I think I'm gonna cram ya. Alabama. My favorite book is Green Eggs and Hammer. I vacationed once at Hoover Dam. Drill a hole in my bathroom so I can webcam ya. Facebook sucks, so I think I'll Instagram ya. My favorite non-stick cooking spray happens to be panka. Till I got there.
They had metal bats too, which I didn't realize till I got there.
They had metal bats too, didn't realize till I got there.
Looking.
And they're cool looking.
Yeah, I'll break down.
And they're cool looking. And they're cool looking.
Alabama,
my God.
Hey, Snake.
Yeah, Danny.
Guess what?
What?
There's a chimpanzee camp, and a guy was trying to fly a drone to take video of it, and one of the chimpanzees climbed on top of a tree and knocked it out of the air with a big stick. I want to go to this chimpanzee camp. Jake, are you okay?
Oh, man. It was a,
setting it up with a guess. Guess what?
Yeah, guess what?
Like,
guess
how many what? Guesses would it have taken?
All of them. Until I'm dead.
My favorite was yesterday when Vino played one of those, and Sturm goes, I can't believe you couldn't have guessed that. Oh, my gosh.
All right. All right, there's community quick hits.
Hey, Snake.
What, Danny?
Guess what?
What?
My middle school bus driver claimed to have killed an alligator with his bare hand.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
That's awesome, man. All right, we got to go.
I have a question.
What?
Have either one of you guys had the opportunity to drive the new 635?
We just talked about that for 20 minutes.
That's cray.
Well, it is. All right, we got to go. Let's
hey,
get into...
Snake.
Yes, Danny.
Guess what?
What?
What? My best friend from high school, his older sister, she had a lot of exotic cats out in Aspermont, Texas. They had them in cages.
Man, that's awesome, Danny.
Hey, Snake.
Yes, Danny.
Guess what?
What?
Want to know who's number 100?
Yeah.
Pinchers the Korean.
Just shut up and continue with E-News.
It's over. We got to go.
Stick it up your
Stick
tailpipe.
It in your tailpipe.
Yeah.
It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you motherfucker, stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Uh-huh.
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch, stick it in your tailpipe.
Now, what we trying to say with the traffic bed? Did you actually hear what you thought we said? Are we talking about cars? Trying to sound tough? The fact of the matter, we talking about butt stuff. Rolling down the street in my Chevy 6-4. Got my drink in my hand and my weed on the floor. Bitches and hoes, you know I got them, but this song's about doing weird things and they bottom.
Stick it in your tailpipe. It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you mother. Stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Uh-huh.
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Now back to the crib with my Cavassier. With Sheena and Tammy and Becky's on the way. Black, white, brown, I cover the spectrum.
How many things can you fit in your rag drum?
In love with the booty don't make you a man. I like to get busy, just not in the can. You ladies gotta go, y'all ain't my type, cause I ain't sticking nothing up your fucking tailpipe.
Stick it in your tailpipe.
Okay, Stellas.
It's so clean you don't have to wipe. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you motherfucker, stick it in your tailpipe. Stick it in your tailpipe.
Oh, Cliff!
Up and down and side to side. Stick it in your tailpipe. Come on, you stinky bitch, stick it in your tailpipe.
Me and my friend were boxing in my front yard, and this girl that I went to kindergarten with was lived about three houses down, came over, invited us to her house, and said she had something to show us in the backyard. We followed her. She went through, and we stood out by her side yard with the fence closed. She pulled her panties down, squatted, and made mud right in front of me and my friend, and pulled her panties back up, and we stood there and looked at it. And then my friend poked it with a stick, and then we went back home. You know,
if people that are listening right now and hear that 20-minute montage of my work over the last two-plus decades are wondering, how did I not get fired 16 years ago? That is horrible broadcasting.
They might be wondering, do we really have to wait, make this guy wait 5 years to go right into the Hall of Fame?
Oh,
or do we just do it right now?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
This is like Kobe. You just stick him in there.
What a legend.
Whew.
That was pain. That was painful. A lot of it.
It could have been 3 hours.
Seriously. Well done, Mino.
Thank you. Yes. I delete well so much on the cutting room floor.
Yes.
Mino is a freaking baller.
That Chili Peppers Metal Bath song. If that just played on a loop, I would listen to that song all the time.
Can you imagine being on a desert island and you choose Danny music to accompany you? Not his real music, but like the funny music.
Would you be insane? Yeah. The funny thing about the Chili Pepper song, there's only like 3 lyrics in it. The rest of it is just noise. A bunch of that.
It's been a while since I said California.
A while.
All right. That is awesome.
Gosh.
It's 5:50-ish on the ticket. Let's do a little. Yes, Danny, the chants continue out here.
One guy.
Kurt call time.
Oh, there's so many of them.
Uh-huh.